Rav Tzemachit Gimel Shor Tzor Shehei B'mayim Revius. You have to have a Revius of water in order to do an Revius. Shedayim V'anim Yilu Echot. That's one person. Shedayim Shaboy Litzol Ke'echot Achon Enu Tzor. Put two people the hands one under the other and you pour the water over both of them. So the bottom one doesn't need to pour the Revius. Now the Tzor of the Revius and then you pour the water over the four hands in one shot. So even though the bottom hands are getting less than Revius, it's good enough. Physically, it's very complicated how this is done because Revius is not that big, and to have enough work to pull all over two hands, I'm not sure how that happens. It's just halacha, the technical halacha. Tefila b'zeh achar zeh. So what is the tefila b'zeh achar zeh? It means not only if they set themselves up one hand against the other before the water was poured, but even if the person who was pouring on the hands of the first person started pouring, and then immediately the second one put his hands under the first one. So even though his hands were not there from the beginning, but the Maisa, the water that was on the first one went onto the second one, at least most of it did, and that's kosher. They didn't stop pouring in the middle. They poured in one shot, that's full of Revius, and the second one was getting the leftovers of the Revius. One person put out his hands, and somebody's pouring over the two hands of the first one. Somebody had a region. And then another person put his hands underneath the first one, close to the hands of the first one. Mishnah Berurah says that it's Vedafka Somuch nearby, because if it's further away, then it looks like it's just using the leftover water, so the first one, the water that was already used. If the hands are close to one another, then we say that it's a simultaneous conceal on both of them. Discussion how close it has to be. The local Lamai says that they're not touching, but they're close enough that it looks like it's one washing of both hands. Even though the water that reaches the hand of the second one is less than Revius, because some remained on the hand of the first one, that's considered from the leftovers of the first one, and like we're saying, it's part of the same mites in the field it works. It's even more than that. Not only when they had their hands set up before the water is poured, or the second case we had, the second person put his hands underneath the first one as the pouring started, but basically poured over both of them. But even if they're completely one after the other, as long as they had an intention to wash their hands together, so that the second one waited for the first one to do his netila, it still works. Anyway, this is once again a mitzvah, a very complicated shita. The first one takes a revius and pours less than a revius of the revius on his hands, and then the second one takes the leftovers. Then in such a case, Gam L'Sheinu is there oil of Pnei Shabbat Mishra Taya. But there is no thing with Chatziluk V'Shroisha or the Arva. If you have a Chatziluk, which is twice as much as the regular Shir of Nisiyot Zidayim, helps for three or four people. Or Meluk is a Fuluk, which is four times the regular Nisiyot Zidayim. Kam Le Ozam, that helps for many people. Because much of us speak a mind, the Shpoku Lech El Yodav V'Shroisha Pa'omim. Shichon Laniach Arva V'Chamish Yudayim Zeh B'Zantzeh. They have to have the water going each one three times, or two times, which is the eager thing. First time is just to clean off the hands, and afterwards two times for the tefillah. As we said, this is not a common halacha, and to figure out how a person's hands get completely wet from such a small amount, if you have a whole group of people, that's a kiddush, but that's halacha.